I can remember perfectly the very day that I got my first audio book, because I'd always had books, always read. I couldn't imagine life without a book. And when my sight went, and I took the large print books as long as I could, eventually I couldn't even read those. And this was terrible for me, not to be able to read. And I could never go to bed and just fall asleep. I always read for an hour before I went to sleep. So really, it was a bad time for me then. And then when I was registered blind 18 years ago, I remember the social worker, I think it was, brought me my first RNIB talking book machine. It was a big, bulky, heavy thing at that time, and we used to have a big, thick cassette with the book on. Just the one cassette, not like the smaller ones, the one big one, which we turned over occasionally. And when she gave me the book and put it on the machine and taught me how to use it, and then she went, and I can see exactly where I was at that time. I sat and put that book on, and it was wonderful. It was absolutely marvellous for me to be able to get into a book again. And from then on, I don't think I've ever been without a book. It was marvellous.
A good audiobook, oh well, the reader's voice, clarity, expression, bringing characters to life, that makes a good audiobook. You can really enjoy it when you've got that. I find it's easier for me to listen to a male voice, but I think that's because my hearing isn't as good as it used to be, probably.
What makes a good audiobook? A good reader is important, I think. Not too long. I find that one that is too long is hard to concentrate on. I like one of a medium length one. And a good story, of course. What is a good story to some people isn't a good story to other people.